Wasatch County Councilmember Danny Good was successful in convincing most of his colleagues to approve a $25,000 contribution to save Bonanza Flat. This is the nearly 1,400 acres that are located in Wasatch County and Park City hopes to purchase for $38 million. The vote was 4-1 in favor of the expenditure. Councilmember Mike Peterson voted against it. Commissioners Good, Farrell, Nelson, and Park all voted in favor. Good introduced his proposal just a month after the council agreed that their financial contribution to the effort would be the tens of millions of dollars that Wasatch County would be giving up in property tax revenues since the property would never be developed. While Wasatch County has done a good job of protecting open space, estimated at more than 20,000 acres in the last dozen years, to save Bonanza Flat, Good said, requires action now.
We have a great variety of needs in the county, and there are other lands that people want to see preserved. The area around Walford, the North Fields, Bonanza Flats, and others. It's not that one area is more important than the other, it's that this movement or this effort for Bonanza Flats is further along in the process than most of the other efforts.
Good was also concerned that the council needs to put its money where their mouths are. If they say they value open space, he said, then they should prove it.
If we don't participate in this effort when we have the opportunity, it will be difficult for us to be taken seriously when we talk about how we want to preserve open space, how we want to conserve land use when these type of efforts come forward in the future.
Councilmember Steve Farrell said he thought this was a good first step.
We certainly can't do the $3 million, but I think we could show a token of appreciation for what Park City's doing. I mean, we got the rap for creating that value up there, which we didn't do. I mean, that would never happen if Park City were not stepped up and provided the amenities to it, because we told the developer, unless they provide water and sewer, there's no way they're going to develop that property. Next thing we knew, Park City came over with a development agreement saying we'll provide it. So that's it. But I think we should maybe look at doing something, and I think this should be just the first step as we look for open space.
When Good suggested that the council consider holding a bond election and let citizens decide how much they're willing to tax themselves to protect open space, resident Tracy Taylor suggested it was something the council could do with a lot less effort than citizens having to go through an initiative process. But Councilmember Farrell said he wasn't willing to do that.
It doesn't take an initiative petition to put it on the ballot. You know, from having have done referendum petitions, it would be nice if the council just went ahead and put it on the ballot. The public still gets to vote whether they want it or not.
I think it would be good if we had a request from some of the citizens to do that, to show that there is support for it. Just for the council to put it on, it's a lot like the pool situation. We put the pool on, people said, well, you had no business putting it on. The taxpayer should be the one to put it on.
The money does come with some strings attached. Council members will require that they have some say in how the conservation easement is drafted for future allowed uses, that the property remain open to everyone, and that all of the water rights remain in Wasatch County. Good says that Wendy Fisher with Utah Open Lands will be working to raise another $25,000 to offer a matching grant. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.